Welcome to the show that is a life hack. Chaotic commentary. Everything's on the table. Nothing is sacred. News, sports, politics, sex. That one time at band camp. You never know what you will get, but you will laugh, think, and be informed. Let's spend a little time with chaos.
Bondage bears are real, evidently, and frightening. We're just gonna say frightening. Welcome to Chaotic Commentary. I am Chaos. I'm the dude with every single Facebook degree, the microphone in front of his face, so everything I'm telling you, it must be real, right? And actually, as far as I know, it is. How you doing? How you been? How was your Thanksgiving? Did the tryptophan set in from the turkey and you laid down, you had a nap, you took a little bit of a siesta on the couch while football was going? You get one of those good naps going where, like, your head's kind of sideways, little drools coming out of the mouth, and, like, you wake up and there's, like, just crusty everywhere, and you're like, oh, that was a good nap, and then you open your eyes and there's more football on, or whatever. Maybe you're watching, like, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, or, you know, like, there might only be one Thanksgiving movie that I can think of. I know there was one for years. There might have been another one that came out over the past, I don't know, 5 years, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, phenomenal. John Candy, Steve Martin. Some of it was filmed really close to where I lived for a while, and I remember watching the freeway scene with the trunk. I could look out my window and see them filming that. That's so good. Such a good movie. Sit back, watch that, enjoy. Love some Thanksgiving. Now on to the big ones, Christmas. And that, like, Black Friday. How many guys go out on Black Friday? Like, I'll hear from a lot of people, like, oh, it's just too crazy, or I don't feel like it, I'll just wait for Cyber Monday. And sometimes I like to go out and just see the carnage. Like, I worked retail for years, you know, quite a few years ago. I remember two ladies, they must have been in their 60s, literally fighting over like a Watchman, which was just a TV that fit in your pocket, you know, and they literally were smashing each other's carts, and one grabbed it and the other one tried to pull it away from her. And I'm just like, I sat back and just watched. Like, I could have broke it up. I could have been like, hey, whoa, hang on, bingo parlor's open, run to it. Like, and they would have laughed because it's like, you know, who doesn't, you know, old people in bingo, that's what they go for. But it's, I just had to watch. I mean, like, I was just like what I say, you know, on Swipe Wrong, grabbed my popcorn, sat back, put my feet up and enjoyed that carnage. That was cool. But then there's even more crazy where, you know, people just do weird things, defecate somewhere in the store. And I remember seeing that where they're finding the remains of that one. You're just going, are you kidding me? Anyway, Black Friday sales were down, like, over the weekend. And it, like, here's the thing, 20%, usually it's about 20% of retail sales revenue is done over that Friday and Saturday, really the 2 day sale. And here's where, like, everybody's felt inflation, everybody's felt gas prices, milk. Like, I swear, as you walk through the grocery store, there's nothing you find under $5, whether it be bagels or well, maybe bread, but, you know, like, everything. Like, every time I reach for something, it's like $4.50. It's not like $2.99 like it used to be. And I feel bad for people on fixed incomes, but here's where they're going to feel it right now, this time. Like, everyone's like, hey, why would I spend money on Christmas presents? Even though, like, it seemed, I guess the average sale was, like, it was 37%, I think is what they said, 31% online and 37% in stores was the average markdown for sales, which is higher than what it's ever been. But they saw nothing. Like, it, like, there was, sales were down so much that they think they're going to be flat, which isn't a surprise. But now they're just, you know, people have got to be like, we've really fucked this up as bad as we possibly could. If places aren't going to make money over the holidays, then shut them the fuck down. And yeah, it's a scary time. I was just like, damn, you know, just when you think it could get a little better, it just keeps getting worse. So Cyber Monday was yesterday. I haven't seen the results of those sales. I imagine that was up because that's what everyone wants to do anyway. They want to sit back in their robe, scratch themselves, and add to cart, and feel good about themselves. So I did go out for Black Friday, I picked up a couple of gifts and a couple of things, and it was cruise control. It felt like a busy Saturday. in some retail places. Like, there wasn't anything where I'm like, oh, the chaos, it's so awesome. Now, let me pay off the tease. Bondage Bears. Have you guys seen this? It's Balenci, I think it's what it's called. Balenci, I don't know. Balenciaga. It's a clothing line that Kim Kardashian's associated with. I wish I could pronounce the word. I could pronounce a lot of four-letter words, but when you get into multiple syllable words, I may have a little bit of a problem. So it's a clothing company, and some of you listening may know all about it, especially when it comes to Kim Kardashian. I mean, I'm sure most of us just know about, you know, the thing that made her as famous as possible, her sex tape. Thanks, Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, for putting that into existence. Danica Patrick should have had one. She would have then won NASCAR races, I think, but that's just one guy's philosophy, probably completely wrong. So like, they put out their spring line, and with the kids line, they had them posing with what they thought were teddy bears for some reason. No, they were not teddy bears. They were bondage bears. Look them up. They have leather on them and chokers and things like that. In the age of cancel culture, and I'm sure I've said many things in the past that would say, hey, we need to cancel this dude's culture, but that's okay. You know, live and learn. And in the age of cancel culture, when you see something like, how are you not hypersensitive to, oh, like, the teddy bear is so cute, you know? You didn't get this motherfucker at Build-A-Bear. I mean, he's wearing, like, leather and shit, and the kid is posing with him, and, like, every single thing that could go wrong for your quote-unquote spring line is about to go wrong. I mean, like, when you, like, you always have to protect kids, right? Always. That's the number one thing. Protect kids. That's what you do. That's the best thing that can happen. So always be hypersensitive when there's anything like that, because now you're insinuating that, hey, you know what? We're okay with bad things happening to kids. Like, protect them. You don't need to put those pictures out there. You need to totally, like, I don't care what type of, how, I guess, the thought process was and how innocent it was to where it was an honest mistake. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. You put it in publication. It's the same thing that Herm Edwards has said for years. Don't hit send. Don't ever hit send. Why hit send? Don't put shit on social. Like, you're having a bad day. Things bad are happening. Like, the moment you hit send, you can't take that back. And why the fuck would you want the world to know, like, all the shit that's going on? You know, like, how many people, like, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to over the past, let's just say, 5 years that are just so done with something like, you know, Facebook, which is archaic for a lot of people, because all they see is how happy people are. And those same people are fucking miserable. Like, they're putting on just a fictitious life anyway. So just don't fucking hit send. And that's the same for this fucking spring line. Why would you put this out there with kids to put into publication? And now, you know, the digital copy, that's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. So we're also like, this is kind of bizarre to me. It's like, we get catchphrases for a long time. Mania, like, the first thing that I can remember as a catchphrase was Mania, like Hulkamania, WrestleMania. And then they like, wrestling just took off with all the manias, you know. Like, it seems like pandemic, or demic even in some facet, is starting to catch more steam than it should. Like, we were in a pandemic a couple of years ago. Well, now, I guess, evidently, what they're calling us being in is something called a triple-demic because of RSV, which is real big right now, especially in kids, COVID, and then a really, 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 really bad strain of the flu, because I guess the way COVID operates, it's almost had everything else operating a bit out of control. And then a lot of people's immune systems are not nearly as strong as they used to be. So there's this triple, quote unquote, triple demic that's out there. So lots of kids have been sick. My niece and nephew just went through it. A couple of friends' kids are and have had it for a while, too. But did you see what the fuck happened in China? So China still has this zero COVID shit going on. To where, you know, they still have people in isolation. They still have people in, like, not coming out of their houses because of COVID. And it's funny, like, our feeling on COVID is, all right, we've worked our way through it. Go out, live your life. I mean, I was in a play a couple of nights ago with my niece, And it was great. You know, we went to go see A Christmas Carol. We had a good time, just something for her to enjoy. And sitting arm to arm next to strangers, people in front, people were coughing all over the place and no one was wearing a mask. And it was just, you know, back to normal. If you get sick, you get sick, you fight your way through it and all that. But China's like, oh, fuck no. We have so many fucking people. We're still going to isolate. Well, I guess there was an apartment fire in I forget the name of the exact city that it was in. And it killed, I think, 10 people. And no one, like, there was kids, there was adults, there was, you know, smoke inhalation, some other issues. But when the first responders came, they were kind of held at bay by the COVID guards. I don't even know what they fucking call them. By people who were saying, no, we need to socially distance and you can't go in and save people. And now China has like one of the biggest protests it's ever had in its history right now because of this. And you're just looking, you're going like, can you imagine if that shit was going on over here? Like if we were still on some sort of lockdown and restrictions, like we went fucking batshit crazy just having it that way over a couple months. You're talking a couple of years. And I know it's not complete isolation. I know that it's like they are somewhat out there, but like you are fucking prohibiting first responders from going and possibly saving lives and more people died. What the fuck? Now I can say this about China because I'm over here and US and I can talk shit about other places where they're probably laughing at us. You guys built a fucking wall. You know that, right? Like you build a 20-foot wall. We're building 22-foot ladders. Ha 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 ha. So, I mean, it's like, what the fuck? But that shit is enough to make me kind of trip the fuck out. So anyway, I hope you had good holidays. Hopefully you guys are getting ready I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Get ready for Christmas and New Year's. I'm about to take this shit on the road. Here in a couple weeks, I'll be in Southern California hanging with the boys, watching some football and working out on the beach. That is the plan. Get away from the cold for a little bit. All right. So in the meantime, just be good to each other.